Kad je tako pomenalo, je zelo nahvatil, še malo kromi je svirlej. Zdaj ste mi tvoj, vino menove, vino se zno. A filu temu rabon, in if you want to serve, bi še malo gozo kojim se rabonon, se hol zvači gobo se roj. Kaj ne košto mo zvoj la ahar, baš ono, iz resofik pohor, če bi je vare na rabohor, či la gobo se roj, či gej brz, smo se skijal, da rabona bo se rubon, rabona se gobo se roj, rubu do tole do lajsa. Not totally in the Maisa. How the Ruba, the Tolly the Maisa, Loi, you don't go Bosserif for some reason. They say, what's the Tolly the Maisa? Rashi says, going, Ibra Habahema, the Tolly be Havro, that she has to live, she has to mate with a man. Vikala Mechosh, with a male, Yabikala Mechosh, Shema Loi Olo Lezoch, maybe a male didn't come on her. Birkach Safik, his Raiv, that's by itself Teva, Sachi go Bosserif, but lesser come on. Rove Chitanin will have children. But here to say that the poro, that the ace, was gave birth already, is told by mice to the zoch had a common her. That's how we don't say. If you say, we use a lot of places this. You tell Rabbanon, your ace, bashin, also, vadi lekoin. You have one ace that's 1 year old, so the firstborn is vad lekoin. Mikan lahalon, after that, sofik. Like it says in our Mishnah. Rochel bashtai, vad lekoin. Mikan lahalon, sofik. Same thing, Torah Basholish, Shabbat Lekoin, for sure the kids of Bechor go to Lekoin. Mikan Lahalon is after 3 years old, then Sof, it's a Sofic Bechor. Chamura, it's a Torah, the same look like a Torah Basholish, Shabbat Lekoin, Shabbat Lekoin, yes, that's a Sofic. Yeah, so we're standing in Mishnah here, right? Reb Yosef Yehudu Vaymer, Chamura Bas Arba Shalomno, is 4 years. Akan Divi Reb Yishmael, Klo, there's a Reb Yishmael. Now, Kishinemru, the Vorum of Mary Bishua, and the service of Allah in front of the Bishua, Omlin Bishua said, Su Omuloi, Rabbi Shmuel, go to Rabbi Shmuel, tell you that you, Rabbi Shmuel, Shlomo, you made a mistake. Mamma Shigal Mishnah, it says, who is Rabbi Kiva said it back? Here it's Rabbi Yeshua saying it back, that you made a mistake, Toys. Ilub Bivlad, 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 Havahemot, Niftares. It was only if the Behemoth gave birth once, then the second one's not a Bechor anymore, how you could have rech, you'd be right. Elish, you know, we hold Timon Avlav Behemadaka Tinov. If the Behemadaka let out some dirty blood, dirty dam, that's also a Timon to say that she was pregnant, and the Vlad was Nimuach, and just came out in the dam. So maybe the second one is not called the Bechor anymore. Well, the Gasa by Behemagasa, Shilia. If the placenta comes out, that's also proof to say that there was a Vlad, and the Vlad Echleis also got came Nimuach. Well, the Isha, by an Isha, Shfir Vishoyu, two things are a simon. Either the placenta, or else the skin of the baby itself, of the uber. Even though we don't see any meat inside it, but we just find the skin of the uber, also the same thing. We say she was pregnant, and the kid was Nimuach, got dissolved. And therefore, the second one is not called the Bechor anymore. Yes, that's what who Rabbi Yeshua says back. V'ani, ein ani oimer kein, I don't say like this. Who? Yevat Yevani, Yev. Well, since that means right, Yevani myself, Yevani Yemekain, right? Ela Eiz Shetinfo Bas Shisha Yoledes Petershinoso. Evani Shetinfo, when she was 6 months old, then she'll still give birth just at the end of the year. In other words, Tinuf takes time. Well, since Rashi says the Tinuf Besayf Sheish Sherinu Shechilu Latanet Betchilus Chodesh Shemit in the 7th month. Then we say what? Your letter is there, Shinoh, so she can give birth at the end of the year. Ruh? Huh? In Rashi. Yeah. So then we say what? So she could give birth a second time, like Ter Shinoh. The same thing, a Rochol Shatin for Bas Shinoh. At the end of 1 year, we saw Tin coming out. Is your letter with Ter Shinoh, she can give birth within the second year? No, it was a child here. The first tinnif is a suffix. Here we have a suffix with a child. Yeah, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ani loy bosi liyodi midizu. I didn't hear about these halachas, this midah. Ella like this. Rabbi Kiva says, Klo, kol she yedua shebichro en kama kain klum. If you know for sure the behemoth gave birth once already, so the second one's not a bechor, the kain gets nothing. The kol she loy bichro, if you know for sure it did not give birth yet, then how raise the kain? Period. Tabad le kain. Sofik, what's lachin? Tell me you have a sofik, whether it's a bechor or not. Lach was yerchel b'mumel b'baylam. Then a sofik, the baylam has the right to keep it. and Bermumoy, then the Yisra goes off and he's allowed to eat it. So Moshe said, now, but Michael Mithlagi, what's the Machlaikis of Michael Mithlagi? Michael Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yeshua. What's the first Machlaikis, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yishmael says the shear of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and Yeshua says back not like that. So Leimah, Betinuf, Poetic Mithlagi, that's the Gufa Machlaikis. So is Tinuf a Pater or not? If this behemoth first let out some dirty blood, like do we say that's called the Vlad and the second one after that is not a Bechor? And Rabbi Shmuel hold now, Rabbi Shmuel hold, it's still called the Bechor that comes out afterwards. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel saw, but Tinuf ain't the point, no, Tinuf means nothing. If the dirty blood came out, that's not a Simon Vlad, and therefore the second one is the first Bechor. Rabbi Shmuel saw, but no, Tinuf pointer, Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, Tinuf is a part pointer, Samuel, the second one is not a Bechor anymore. But that's good for the Machlaikis. Samar says, no. If we see it clearly that the dirty dam came out, so the kuliyamalei pliyur the tinuf poyter, everybody would agree. Rabbi Shmuel would agree that about a tinuf is a poyter. For hocha bechoshishin the tinuf commits gets machlokes. Are we choshish? Maybe there was tinuf or not. Rabbi Shmuel sovereign choshishin the tinuf. No, we're not afraid. So as far as we know, there was nothing before, and therefore this is the first vlad she's having. It's a vade bechor. It's in the first year. Rabbi Yeshua Savana Chashinon Latinif, we are afraid. And therefore the second kid that comes out is not a Vade Bechor, it's a Sufik Bechor. For the Gemara Valechaish, the true Rabbi Yeshua is not afraid for Tinif. Could that be? I Voma Rova. Machvartha Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Meir Srirli. We came before Rabbi Yeshua, that's not like Rabbi Meir, but Chashin Lemuta. Because otherwise you go boss a Rois to say that for sure, Mikan Velach, he gave birth already. Tell him, I watch you, Rabbi Shmuel holds like a Vimei Chashin Lemute. If so, he's a Chashin Lemute. He's got the Sphira. So if he's Chashin Lemute, for sure you have to be Chashin Lemute also. Good, it's only a meat. Right? Even though Rav gives birth, maybe this one didn't give birth, right? So for sure you've got to be Machmir. Yeah. And the Gemara name, Ki Chashin Lechumra Nechmami. Lekul Lechashin Lechumri says to give Yisurim. But to be Mekel, take off Yisurim, that you don't say. So if you learn the Chashin Lemute, it's the Rabban, it's called Roni Machman, the Rabban Lechumra, but not Lekulo. The boy is saying, I'm not like this. No, Bein Lekulo, Bein Lechumra, Chayish, and Echnami. Rabbi Shmuel is also Chayish Lemute both ways, Bein Lekulo, Bein Lechumra. If so, so why don't you Chayish Latinaf over here? So what's the Machlaikis then? V'ocho v'metanefes, v'chayzeres, v'yoledes, v'toyosh v'nosek v'fugay. The case where she was, she had dirty dam came out, and then she gave birth within the first year. That's the machlokes. The Bishmol Sava Mitanefes Einu Chazeres V'Yoledes V'Toyosh Shenoso. It was really true that she was Mitanef, so then she would not give birth that same year. It's not possible. And therefore, V'Ho Midi Oyved, since this one did give birth within the first year, Vadi Letonef. That's a proof to say that she for sure did not have Tinef. That. Yeah. No, 5 months, you're right. Well, about then, yes, tomorrow we'll soon say this, yeah. Can you say Shashvina Shashvina Shashvina? Yeah, we'll soon see. Yeah. Do I mean all about it, Bada Latina? For Rabbi Yeshua, Sarvah, no. Mita Nefes, Vechazeres, Violet, Vechazeres, there could be. Tatsko for the Machlaikis. If she was Mita Nef, could you still give birth at the end of the first year? Is that possible or not? That minastama we yachashim the tinuf, right? Just here, when she gave birth at the end of the first year, that's Rabbi Shmuel Svara. Here we're not choshes. Tashiwa? Now, what's the vaniyo? And what's Rabbi Shmuel say? Say vaniyo, imam. Vaniyo, imam. Came. El eiz shetinfo bas shisho. If you know she had tinuf at the end of the first 6 months. Then you let the Torah Shinosa, she still give birth. But you think it'll take 5 months yet to become pregnant to give birth. And Rochel Shatinfo Bas Shinosa, you let the Zerch Shtayim. So now, Samur says now, my Ika Ben Gomrei Lisvare, what's the difference between the way Rabbi Yeshua first said over, the way he learned it, and Lisvare means the way he himself says it, like Vani Einoim Mekain, means what I myself say. But his first Loshim was like this, that Tinif is a Poitim. Samar says that Machlokes is Shetinfo Bisoif Shisha. The case where we saw the behemoth first thought let the dirty blood out, she had this discharge at the end of the 6th month, going into the 7th month. And the Yika B'nai Dezir, the Nafkamina is
whether he holds from Ziri's halacha or not. The what? The Yom HaZiri, the Ziri says, Ein tinnif prokos mishleshim yoyim. Like for this discharge to come out, it takes 30 days from the time the dirty blood starts to come out till this whole vlad gets out of her, it takes 30 days. That's what Ziri holds. Therefore, legomri means what Yeshua first learned when he first said over his Gemara's Kabbalah was, Isle de Ziri, he holds like Ziri, and yes. And therefore, that if she had tinnif first, we say she gives birth to first, she is not a Bechor, it's only if the tinnif was before the 6th month. But if it happened during the 6th month, then no. Then that's not called a good tinnif, if she gave birth to first year, like we'll soon see, because since tinnif has to be for at least 30 days, so it goes into the 7th month, and then we know she has to give birth, it takes her 5 months to become to have a baby. So she gave birth at the end of the first year, so it must be that the first tinnif was not really a tinnif. That's what the Gemara held. And therefore it's only she had tinnif before the 6th month, not during the 6th month. But Lisvarei, what Rabbi Shu himself really holds was, Lesle de Ziri doesn't know from Ziri. And therefore he holds, even though the tinnif first started in the middle of the 6th month, so therefore, still she can give birth by the end of the first year, and the first tinnif, there was a vlad there. How could it be she was pregnant for 5 months and she had the tinnif? So, because the tinnif does not have to be for 30 days. The tinnif, the discharge, could take only a week. So therefore, she started to see the discharge in the middle of the 6th month. She could see the discharge for 1 week or 2 weeks till the end of the 6th month. And then she still has 5 more months to become pregnant, like to have the baby. So if it's possible to give birth at the end of the first year, and it's not called a Bechor. Something more says, the boy said, the other thing I can answer you is, that the Kuli Yam Mistel de Ziri know both. According to the Gemara and according to his own Svari, holds like Ziri, that the Tinnif takes 30 days. And so what's the Machlaikis over here? For Ocha Bialedis Lumukotorim Kimisvagi. Could they give birth that 5 months would have to be a complete 5 months? Or could it be 4.5 months? Lumukotorim means chopped up. The last month could be chopped up. But this Lagomri, according to the first Shita, Lo Yamini Yulad.